Okay, hello, and welcome to D&D Podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons & Dragons, pretty much. I had started one already, but I lost signal. David Ray hasn't called in yet to preserve the line so that I can call back in. So everything stopped. So I'm going to go ahead and call Ron Paul real quick, and then I'm going to call the other lady back that I had on the line for the previous recording, and we'll get started as soon as David Ray gets here and get rocking and rolling. All right, so how do I add a call? Oh, I was just there. Ding, darn, diddly. Return to call. Here we go.
A weekly update for Monday, December 28th. Each year, more than $1 trillion goes up in smoke. More accurately, it is stolen from the middle and working classes and shipped off to the 1%. I'm talking about the massive yearly bill to maintain the U.S. empire. Washington's warmongers have sold the lie that the military budget has been gutted under President Obama, but even when the sequester was in effect, military spending continued to increase. Only the pace of increase was reduced, not actual spending. None of this $1 trillion taken from us is spent to keep us safe, despite what politicians say. In fact, this great ripoff actually makes us less safe and more vulnerable to a terrorist attack, thanks to resentment overseas at our intervention and the blowback it produces. The money is spent to maintain existing conflicts and to create new areas of conflict overseas that in turn feeds the demands for more military spending. It is an endless cycle of theft and deceit. Billions were spent not long ago overthrowing an elected government in Ukraine and provoking Russia. A new Cold War is a bonanza for the military-industrial complex, the pro-war think tanks, and the politicians. NATO is on the move in Eastern Europe, placing heavy weapons right on Russia's border and then blaming the Russians when they complain about the rising militarism. NATO military exercises on Russia's border have increased and become more confrontational. In the Middle East, more billions have been spent attempting to overthrow the secular government of Syria over the past 5 years. The big winners in this grand scheme have been the Islamist extremists, who are funded directly and indirectly by the U.S. and its allies. NATO is planning to go back into Libya, an admission that its 2011 liberation of that country has been a disaster. In Asia, the U.S. empire challenges and provokes China, sending military ships and aircraft into territory China claims in the South China Sea. How much will they continue to escalate before China gets fed up? The more money sent to the Pentagon and other parts of the Washington war apparatus, the more danger we're in. Meanwhile, almost all of the presidential candidates promise more military spending and more war if they are elected. Did no one tell them we are broke and making enemies fast with our interventions? Do they think Fed-created money will really continue to fuel the U.S. empire indefinitely? What are the prospects for a U-turn toward peace and prosperity in 2016? We must be realistic. Presently, the numbers are not on our side, but the good news is we do not need a majority to succeed in our fight for peace and liberty. We need only a dedicated and uncompromising critical mass to make great headways. What can we do to work for peace in 2016? First, we must tune out the lying propaganda served up to us by the U.S. mainstream media. We must educate ourselves so that we can help educate others. We can be sure to tune in and support alternative sources of news and analysis like the Ron Paul Liberty Report, LouRockwell.com, AntiWar.com, and many others. We can tell others about the wealth of truth available to those who seek and question. We must not compromise and never accept the lesser of two evils. If the people demand peace, the politicians will follow. Let's demand peace in 2016. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.com.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Okay. Anybody click in while I was recording that? No. All right. I'm going to call Jeannie back and I guess wait for David Ray. Hello, and welcome back to the DD&D podcast. Sorry, I lost signal and had to start over.
I figured you did.
Yeah, I recorded the Ron Paul weekly update first, you know, to help spread the news, spread the message. Do you ever, the Ron Paul phone number is 888-322-1414, and he posts new updates every Monday morning.
Huh.
So, yeah, 888-322-1414. I got to memorize.
Wow.
But,
I'm no good at memorizing numbers.
Well, you know, I practiced it. I got it on my website, voteforkano.com, where when I was running for Congress or going to run for Congress, I had that up there so people would know to call that every week.
Huh.
I'm still going to run. Well, I'm probably still going to run for Congress or some sort of office in the future. It's just being a truck driver, Missouri makes it very difficult. I have to witness. I have to sign an affidavit saying that I witnessed every single signature in order for me to get in, to get my name on the ballot. And I don't know that many people. So it's going to be hard for me to get that many signatures on my own, on my home time. So they make it very difficult. I mean, all the states, the whole country tries to make it difficult for people like you and me to get into office. You know, they want their, puppets to get in the office. They don't want us in office.
Right.
So, they do everything they can to get their people in office and do everything they can to keep us out. That's why I won't vote for Trump or Nazi Clinton. What's her name? Hillary.
Hillary, yeah.
They're both evil. I mean, Trump is probably the lesser of two evils, but what church in the world tell you to vote for something in which you know to be evil?
Yeah.
So, I'm not voting for any one of them. I guess I'm going to vote for Rand Paul.
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul. Rand Paul is Ron Paul's son.
Well,
I don't totally endorse and support Rand Paul, but the people in my circle do. And if anyone was, quote unquote, the lesser of two evils, he would be the one.
Yeah.
Because even though he doesn't necessarily follow in his father's footsteps the way that I think he should be, and actually the people in my circle think he should be, he's pretty close. So, he doesn't want to let his dad down, so he's going to try to, live up to his father's standards a little bit. But I don't think his heart's in the right place. Or his brain's in the right place, one of the two. Because he still votes for things that increases the size that costs him the reach and the power of government. And that's the mission. The mission is to vote no on anything that increases the size that costs him the reach and the power of government. So we're going to vote no on everything. Because everything gives more power to the government, takes power from the people. But anyways, yeah. So, we talk about everything except Dungeons and Dragons. David Ray hasn't signed in yet. I guess he fell asleep. Or maybe he's busy.
Call him and wake him up.
Wake up.
Yeah,
I can do a four-way.
Can you?
Yeah, let me try that. Yeah, I can't talk about that.
Mailbox of David Ray. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, man, what'd you do? Fall asleep? You forgot about the podcast again. It's the third week in a row. Call in. Okay, bye. Oh. All right. That's cool. I can, like, add a whole bunch of people to my conference calls.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. No. Okay. So, since you're our only podcast person... Oh, wait, David just sent me a text. Call you in a bit, he says.
Oh.
So I'm going to forward the message... to call into the podcast. There we go. That's his reminder. His third reminder for the day. So, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, we can't talk about Dungeons and chat, so we gotta talk about something
You got cut off. Hello? Hello?